How much luck plays into somebody growing a company above and beyond natural talents? Is there any luck?
Oh, I kind of believe the old saying, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And I'm sure there has to be some period of luck in there, but I still think it's back to the old saying, the harder you work. And I've told my agents that, you know, the harder you work, the more you're going to make.
Well, so, it seems if we're working hard, we put ourselves in a position to have a lucky experience.
Probably, yeah. There's bound to be some luck in anything you do. Timing could be just right, which would be luck. But again, I think it's more hard work than it is luck.
When was the best time, do you think, for you in real estate? The most fun? 80s, 90s, 70s?
I guess I'm kind of stupid in some ways because I think it was all a lot of fun. I enjoyed real estate. I mean, I enjoyed going to the office. A lot of evenings, everybody gone, and I'd look out in the summertime, and it's getting dark, and it's 7 o'clock at night. I mean, I just enjoyed it. And I think if you enjoy something that much, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is you do.
Well, then you must have enjoyed people. You a people person.
I'm a people person.
Yeah, and so that worked for you. Young people listening to this, and they're wondering, what kind of a career am I going to have? What am I going to do? Do you have any advice for youngsters who are, yeah, I might think about real estate. What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, they got to get their license. That's the main thing. But the license just doesn't teach anything. It just gives you a license to learn. Then I would tell them they need to find a broker that's willing to work with them and help them, because so many people get in with a company and, you know, here's your desk, here's your phone, now you're on your own type of deal. Not as much today as it used to be, but still find a company you're comfortable with and know it's going to help you get started. Then just be prepared to work. Don't be prepared to say, well, it's 5 o'clock, I'm going home, or it's 8 o'clock, I'll go to the office tomorrow, it's 9 or whatever. I mean, you just have to be at the call of the other people, and you have to be working towards getting listings and not worrying about the sales, because they'll come if you have the listings.
Oh, so getting those listings is real important then.
To me, that's it. Here's the thing about a list. I list your house and I put it in multi-list. You know, I want to sell it, but we want to get the house sold. That's the job that you've hired us for. So you really don't care whether I sell it or Joe Blow sells it. So now I've got that in multi-list and it's being shown to other brokers. I try to sell it, certainly, if I can get a buyer. But somebody else sells it. Well, I'm going to make money off of it. I get a listing fee. So I'm going to make money when somebody else sells it. When I take you out to show you houses, I can show you for 2 days, spend my time and gas and buy you lunch and everything else. And then you go out and buy off for sale owner or builder's house. I've made a dime. So the listings are going to make you money. And it's going to generate buyers that might not want your house, but I'm talking to them. And I said, well, let me show you a couple houses that might fit. So I can take you out and maybe sell you something else, find you something that you like. And that's open houses. Very few houses are sold off an open house. I sold one when I was selling.
Wow.
Off an open house. But I got buyers off an open house. They would come in, well, this isn't really what we want. And then I'd get talking with them and, well, let me see, I've got a place over here. Or, you know, why don't I set an appointment and show you a few homes or whatever. If you don't have the listings, you aren't going to get the buyers. Where are you going to get the buyers from? And where are you going to make any money? So I always taught my people the key is go out and get the listings.
There was a time then when John Hausam Real Estate was a big name in town, as big as any of the names that we've just mentioned.
Probably.
It was. So you'd get some people calling you too. We want to sell our home. We know you're big. We know you're
good.
Oh,
yeah. You'll get calls every now and then, yeah. You get people to call you and want you to sell their home. You know, you sold one down the street and we're getting ready to sell. Why don't you take a look at ours or whatever?
Would you ever get a call at 10 o'clock at night and say, you know what, we'd like to go see something or whatever? You have to respond middle of the night?
No, I got one on Christmas morning.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was that?
It was another broker. He called me and he said, I got a contract on one of your houses. I said, oh, okay. How long have you had it? He said, I just wrote it. Well, that's fine. Okay. Why don't I meet with you? Back then, we presented the contracts. The agents didn't present them. That's another thing today. Agents are nothing but order takers in a way. I don't want to put them down, but I mean, they don't do near the selling that we used to have to do. The contract came in, I'd have to get the agent and we'd go out and present it to you, sit down across the table, you and your wife, and we'd sit there and explain it to you. And if you didn't like it, you'd make a counteroffer and take it back to the, you know, the other agent would come with me, but they would sit there and let me do the talking. I'd go over the contract with them. Today, they just mail you the contract or fax it to you or take it over and drop it in your lap. I won't say there's no salesmanship, but it's not like it used to be. But anyway, there was a time where we presented all the contracts with the agent. We stopped that because I was working 20 hours a day doing that.
So the agents had to do it.
Agents had to learn to do it.
Right. So this house on Christmas Day, was it a big house? It was a big sale?
It was over in Leisure Lanes. I think this was back probably $22,000, $4,000 house at that time. Anyway, we brought it over, and I called the seller, and I said, yeah, we've got a contract on your house. And I said, I know it's Christmas morning, and this is very unusual, but the people are in here from out of town, and they wrote the contract. They said, well, we're just doing the presents. Kids are here. And I said, I understand, and if you want to wait later, we can do it. And he said, well, why don't you wait until about 12 or 1 o'clock or something, until they get kind of wrapped up here. I said, okay. So we sold the house, but it was just very unusual that Christmas morning a guy would write. I have to tell you, I don't remember the agent. It's been 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But I'll tell you, that agent was a go-getter.
Okay.
I'll bet he made it. Or he should have, going out at Christmas morning, writing a contract.
You felt your duty? You couldn't put him off a day? You said, no, I'll
No, work. No, you don't do that. Two things can happen. One, they can get what they call the buyer's jitters. They can say, oh, gee, maybe we... And they start getting the buyer's jitters, and they can back out. And that's not doing your seller any good.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get that contract presented as quick as possible.
Buyer's remorse, too, is another term.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Don't they have 30 days or something to back out of
a
deal?
No, they can back out until it's accepted.
Okay.
If you haven't presented it, they can call you and say, if that contract been presented, well, no, we're going to withdraw it.